Today's biggest AI story is not about a flashy demo or a bigger benchmark. It's about something much more ordinary and much more useful, turning messy work into something finished. OpenAI says ChatGPT work is rolling out, and the company is positioning it for longer tasks. In OpenAI's description, work can help research, analyze, and create finished documents, spreadsheets, presentations, reports, and sites. The desktop app now brings chat, work, and codecs into one place, and with permission, work can use local files and desktop apps. That may sound like a product update, but the practical change is bigger than the wording. For a lot of people, the hard part of AI has not been getting an answer. The hard part has been moving from scraps of notes, half-written drafts, and scattered files to something usable. This update is OpenAI's attempt to reduce those handoffs. So what is ChatGPT work? In plain English, it is a mode or setup that is meant to help with longer, more structured tasks instead of one quick chat. If a normal chatbot is good for a fast question and answer, work is meant to help you get from rough material to a draft you can actually review, edit, and use. That is why this matters for solo operators, students, and small teams. It is also why creators and small businesses should pay attention. The value is not just better wording. It is fewer steps between the messy input and the usable output. Think about the kinds of things that eat up time in a normal week. A meeting leaves you with scattered notes. A client sends a long email thread. You have a folder of unfinished ideas. You need a project checklist, a weekly plan, or a slide outline. Those are the jobs where a tool like this can save time. Not by replacing judgment, but by doing the first heavy lift. OpenAI's claims here are important, and I want to separate what is confirmed from what is still unknown. Confirmed from OpenAI's release notes is that ChatGPT work is rolling out, that the desktop app combines chat, work, and codecs, and that work can access local files and desktop apps when the user grants permission. What is not fully clear from the information we have is exactly which plans and regions have these features enabled right now. So if you do not see them yet, that may be an access issue, not a problem on your side. Here is the practical example I would try first. Take a messy list of tasks, notes, or emails from your week, paste them into ChatGPT work, and ask for a clean table with four columns: priority, deadline, owner, and next step. Then ask it to group the list into what is urgent, what can wait, and what needs more information. If you want to go one step further, ask for a second version in a format you can actually use: a meeting agenda, a weekly plan, or a checklist for the next 3 days. The point is not to accept the first draft as final. The point is to see whether the tool can save you 10 or 15 minutes of sorting and reformatting. A good 15-minute experiment would look like this. First, choose one real but low-risk admin task. Not your most sensitive project. Not a confidential file dump. Something ordinary. Second, give the system a clear instruction. Organize the material into a table. List assumptions separately and flag anything that looks unclear. Third, compare its output against your own judgment before you act on it. That comparison step is the real test. In a useful AI workflow, the model should help you think faster, not make the thinking disappear. If it gets the structure right but misses a deadline, that is a clue. If it writes a polished summary but misreads the tone of the source notes, that is also a clue. The best use is often the boring one: first draft, first pass, first sort. There are also real risks to keep in mind. Any system that can read files or connect across apps needs careful permission handling. If you grant access too widely, you may expose more information than you intended. And even when the output looks clean, it can still be wrong, incomplete, or overconfident. A polished table can hide bad assumptions. A neat presentation can hide a weak source trail. So the human review checks here are simple, but important. Check every date, name, number, and deadline. Check that any summary still matches the source material. Check that the tone fits the audience. If you are using it for a client, a class, or a public-facing document, check the facts twice and the framing once more. And if the tool is working from local files, be very clear about what it should and should not touch. For creators and small businesses, the benefit is especially clear in routine work. You can use AI to turn a rough brainstorm into a content outline, a product launch checklist, a recap email, or a draft report. You can use it to clean up your own thinking. but you still need to decide what matters, what is accurate, and what should be left out. One detail that stands out in this update is the focus on the desktop app. OpenAI says Chat, Work, and Codex now live together there. That suggests a push toward a more continuous workflow, where you do not have to jump between as many separate tools and windows. If it works well, that could make AI feel less like a novelty, and more like part of the daily workbench. That said, the rollout status matters. Access appears to be limited, and the exact availability by plan and region is still something to verify. So the right expectation is not that everyone should have this today. The right expectation is that this is the direction the product is moving, and some users will be able to test it now, while others will be waiting. My clear verdict is, test carefully. If you can access ChatGPT Work, try it on one mundane task this week. A weekly plan, a meeting summary, a checklist from a messy pile of notes. See whether it helps you move faster without lowering your standards. If you cannot access it yet, watch the rollout and keep the workflow idea in mind, because that is the real story here. AI is becoming more useful when it's closer to the work itself, not when it sits off to the side as a separate toy. That is the shift worth noticing today. Less spectacle, more control, less empty automation, more practical assistance, and for most people, that's where AI starts to become genuinely useful.